Good morning, listeners, and a very, very warm welcome to you all. And thank you for tuning into our program, Out and About with Leia and Tim. This is the hour every Tuesday from 9 in the morning till 10, during which we draw your attention to not-for-profit community events being held in the next 2 weeks or so on the Mornington Peninsula or very nearby. Leia Jewell looks after the technical production of the program. She keeps me in order and intersperses my chat with pieces of music she's chosen. My name is Tim Acton. I'm a retired airline manager living in Mount Eliza, and I endeavour to pass on the event information to you in an interesting, helpful, and hopefully entertaining way. So please get comfortable. Refreshments have the refreshments within your reach. And I suggest you arm yourself with a pen and paper to take down event details that might interest you. But before we start, though, Leia and I would like to wish anyone having a birthday today, what's the 31st of October, a really enjoyable and happy day. You actually share your birthday with the famous explorer and navigator Christopher Columbus, who was born on the 31st of October, 1451. He made four crossings of the Atlantic Ocean in a small sailing boat at a time when that was really, really rugged. And that was between 1492 and 1503. And he virtually opened up a route from Europe to what was called then the New World and colonization of America. So Christopher Columbus and his activities have been hugely important in Western history. And also celebrating his birthday today is Peter Jackson. Now, Peter was born in New Zealand in 1961 and is now very famous indeed for being the film director of the Lord of the Rings trilogy and the Hobbit trilogy, both hugely successful. And of course, tonight is Halloween. The word Halloween means holy evening, and it first became an event in 1754 on the Christian calendar, as the night before All Saints' Day. That's a time for remembering the dead, particularly saints and martyrs of the church. Conversely, Halloween is also widely believed that its traditions date back to ancient Celtic festivals and pagan roots in 500 BC. Nowadays, Halloween night, tonight, activities will probably include trick or treating, dressing up in weird costumes, turning pumpkins into lanterns, maybe lighting bonfires and maybe fireworks, and playing scary pranks, and perhaps at the end of the evening watching horror movies. So the 31st of October is a special day in a number of ways, and we've got to get on and enjoy it, haven't we? And what better way to enjoy it than starting this program with some music from Leia. Thank you, Leia.
Hi, Tim. And yes, going to the cultic pagan years that the... where it originally came from, it was called Samhain. And Samhain was the evening where you wanted all your ancestors, and you left a light out for them so that they would come and find your home, and you'd leave food out for them. So that's where it originally sort of came from. Yeah, so before the Christians took it over. So the first track we have today is called Electric Guest. These are a band from LA, and the single here is Back to Me. They are recorded in LA, as I said before, and they are from Asa Take Home and Matthew Compton, and they explore electronic and adventurous in their display of music. So here we are. This is Back to Me.
And that was the Electric Guest Band from Los Angeles playing a piece entitled Back to Me, which I guess is appropriate for my first event notice for today. And it's a very big one. The annual Arthur Seat Challenge Fun Run is being held on Sunday, the 12th of November. Now, this is expected to attract some 2,000 participants who will start from the corner of Jetty Road and Point Nepean Highway on the Rosebud foreshore from 8:30 a.m. that morning, the 12th of November. Now, depending on their level of fitness, enthusiasm, and I guess motivation, they will either run or walk up the 6.7 kilometre route to the summit of Arthur's Seat. I'm told the fastest runners could do this in 26 minutes or so. But bearing in mind that there's a gradient of 9.5% nearing the top, this is most demanding, and I don't expect too many of the 2,000 folks to actually achieve that. There are at least three huge benefits to completing the climb to the top, apart from the personal satisfaction. First of all, the view of Port Phillip Bay is great. Secondly, participants can for the first time take the newly constructed gondola ride back down to the base station at Dramana. And that's my idea of exercise, a trip back on the gondola. And thirdly, and most importantly, the Arthur's Seat Challenge promotes road safety education for young people. And all funds from the event are channeled back into local secondary schools across the peninsula and Frankston to finance best practice road safety programs for all Year 11 students. So that's an extremely good cause. So, how can you participate? Well, as a runner or walker, you can register online. If you just bring up Arthur's Seat Fun Run 2017, if you Google that, you'll find the forms for online registration, and you can do that until 8:45 on the Sunday, so just before you start running. Or if you don't want to put it online, you can go on the day to the Rosebud Primary School in Rosebud from 7:30 in the morning onwards and just register on the spot. The cost of running in this fun run to the top of the hill, hill's a loose word for it, is $50 per adult or $20 for students. Look, there's lots more details. You need race kits and you'll need a bib. So please go online and all will be revealed as soon as you do that. There's an awful lot of detail which I can't go through to right now. But what a terrific event, and it would be great to be part of that, wouldn't it? Second event in this bracket. In 1934, Agatha Christie wrote a novel called Murder on the Orient Express. It was about a deluxe train journey across Europe that encountered severe snowstorms in Yugoslavia overnight, during which a very, very wealthy American tycoon is murdered. On board the stranded train are 13 complete strangers, all who could be considered to be suspects in the murder, and one famous detective, Inspector Poirot. And his job is to find the culprit before more murders take place. In 1976, a film of this excellent book was produced, and it starred Albert Finney as Poirot and a brilliant cast, which included Laurent Bacall, Sean Connery, and John Gielgud, amongst others, and it won many, many awards. Well, in November, this coming month, another version of the film is being released. This one starring the brilliant Shakespearean actor Kenneth Branagh. He's going to be Inspector Poirot, and he'll be outstanding. And there's an amazing cast again, including Penelope Cruz, Judi Dench, Johnny Depp, I don't think he's got his pet dogs with him, and Michelle Pfeiffer. And why am I telling you all of this? Well, on Thursday the 9th of November, the Rotary Club of Dramana is holding a special showing of the film. It's like a premiere. It's going to be on at Rosebud Cinema. It starts at 7:30 in the evening sharp. The club is raising funds supporting the eradication of polio worldwide, so that's a great cause. Tickets to see the film, be there for the premiere, cost $20. This is a great chance to be one of the first people in Australia to be able to talk about the film to your friends. Look, the tickets are selling fast, so it's important you get on the phone as soon as possible to a lady called Elaine. Elaine, and Elaine's phone number, 5981-4412. That's for the film showing of Murder on the Orient Express in Rosebud on the, what's the date was that again, the 9th of November. And my third event for this little group, completely different. And I'm talking now predominantly to the older members of our audience today, who, unlike the younger folk and school students and so on, may be struggling with coming to grips with computers, iPads, tablets, and mobile phones. In other words, modern communications instruments and their wide range of applications. Isn't it called social media, or have I got that wrong? You have to count me very much in this group of people who are rather hopeless with technology, so now you know who's talking to you on the radio. Look, a lovely lady called Sue Parker coordinates a program whereby volunteer tutors give free, look, I repeat, free lessons covering all of these implements. And this is done at the Mornington Senior Citizens Club in Mornington Park, overlooking the bay. The lessons are one-to-one, one-on-one. So you've got one person with one expert. They last an hour, any day of the week, and are by appointment. And Sue tells me her oldest student at the moment is 96. So it's never too late to learn, is it? Look, to arrange a training session, please give Sue Parker a call. Her phone number is 5973 5763, and she'll give you a very warm welcome and arrange an appointment for you. I think this is a great initiative. I'm really impressed by this. I was hearing the other day, a lady rang in who said she wanted to learn all about this because she could liaise with her. She's a grandmother and wanted to be able to speak to her teenage children regularly. And that's a great idea. I'm also intrigued by the word Twitter, but I don't really fully understand what Twittering is all about. So there you are. Give that a try and ring Sue. Enough from me. Let's hand back to Leah for some music. Thanks, Leah.
Thank you, Tim. Some great events there. I think I'd really like to go and see the, what was it,
Orient Express.
That's right, that movie. Okay, the next one up we have is a band from Britain. They are called London Grammar, and this is their new single called Big Picture.
And that was London Grammar with their song Big Picture. Look, I'm starting the second group of event announcements this morning on a very serious note. Have you heard of the Youth for Youth program? Well, it's a student-driven program that develops leadership and success skills in schools to identify problems, create solutions, and make a big difference in their school community. Now, a voice piece created by Youth for Youth to tackle specific problems is called Youth Out Loud. And it's this group that's holding the Youth Mental Health Forum this Friday, the 3rd of November, at Padua College in Oatbank Road, Mornington, the Youth Mental Health Forum. Students from primary grade 6 to secondary year 11 are encouraged to attend to have their say and consider solutions to vital and current youth problems of bullying or depression, anxiety, body image, suicide and family violence. All major problems and major topics very current at the moment in young lives. This forum, led by young folk, is most important within our community. There'll be many students there, and adults are most welcome to attend. The forum is from 9 in the morning until 12:45, and it's this Friday at Padua College. And the details are on website Youth Out Loud. So look up Youth Out Loud on the website and you'll find further details. I intend being there. I hope there'll be a really good attendance because this is a really serious subject and a very important event. Excuse me. Secondly, a few months ago, I went to a concert on the peninsula given by Lawrence Matheson. Now, Lawrence is a young classical pianist about whom I then knew nothing. And I was absolutely blown away by his musical skill and his presentation of his music. Now, the good news is that Lawrence is back again amongst us. This time, he's playing a program of works by Grieg, Brahms and Beethoven at Ballura House in Tallis Drive, Mornington, on the afternoon of Thursday the 9th and Friday the 10th of November. So two consecutive afternoons, the 9th and 10th of November. And his performance will be followed by a delicious afternoon tea at a cost of total of concert and tea of $40 per person or $30 concession. Lawrence Matheson, he actually began his full-time studies at the Australian National Academy of Music, where many of our young up-and-coming musicians have trained. And his career has already resulted in many, many solo recitals. He's won lots of awards. He's actually accompanied the Australian Ballet, the Australian Opera. He's soloed with Sydney Symphony Orchestra, among many others. And in his spare time, and goodness knows where he gets this, he also composes and conducts music. He plays very high-level chess, is a cricket fanatic. Wow, that's some life for a youngster. Again, that concert is at Ballura House on Thursday the 9th and Friday the 10th of November. And to make bookings, and it's very wise to do so, phone 5975-2027. That is Ballura House. 5975-2027. Speak to Monique. And the third event in this bracket, it's an art exhibition and an art sale being held in the Dame Elizabeth Murdoch Gallery at Woodley School in Golflinks Road, Llangwarren South. Now, this is no ordinary exhibition. The exhibition is called Little Bit Long Way, and it features more than 80 works from leading Aboriginal-owned art centres in the Kimberley, Arnhem Land, the Pilbara and the Australian Desert regions. So very widespread and really valuable artworks, including paintings, carvings, so some weavings, ceramics, and artifacts will also be on display. And all will be for sale. And again, the good news of being for sale, profits are to be used to develop and support a two-way practical learning exchange between Woodley School students and four Aboriginal communities in Arnhem Land and Central Australia. Now, I'm all for that. I think that's a fabulous exchange system to be set up. So it deserves full support. The exhibition opening is on Friday the 11th of November, and that'll be an evening opening at 7 o'clock in the evening. At that opening, there'll be a Welcome to Country. There'll be didgeridoo performances. I think I know who's performing that. It might be my next door neighbour, Bob. Traditional fire lighting ceremony and much more. And tickets, of which some of the money goes to fundraising, $20 per adult. The exhibition itself is held on Saturday and Sunday, the 12th and 13th of November, from 10 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon. And the entry cost to go into the exhibition is only $5 per person. So really good. That's being held at Woodley School, Llangwarren South. If you'd like some more details, particularly if you want to go to the Friday evening opening, 5971-6100. That's 5971-6100. So there you are, three more events. They all sound good. I think I'd have to go to all three. Anyway, that's enough from me again. So back to Leah. Thank you, Leah.
Yes, it does sound exciting. We've got some exciting events for Tuesday. So our next one is a Melbourne band called Kingswood. This is their single off their LP, and it's called Golden. And this is a sort of a country rock sort of band. The album is After Hours, Close to Dawn, and this is Kingswood, Golden.
You're listening to Out and About with Leah and Tim. This is the program in which we draw your attention to community events on the Mornington Peninsula in the next couple of weeks or so that might interest you. However, out and about, the words, can also mean trips away from home. So at this time each week, I give a short 6 to 7 minute talk about somewhere either overseas or throughout Australia or just in Victoria that you might enjoy visiting on holiday. Now, because of my 40-year career in the airline industry, I've been lucky enough to have travelled a lot, overseas and throughout Australia. And sometimes I've been asked where my favourite places have been in Australia for a memorable holiday. And my reply has been, two very differing parts of our beautiful country. The Kimberley of Western Australia, absolutely amazing. And then there's the beautiful island called Lord Howe Island, which is subject of my travel talk today. If one is looking for an extremely relaxing, stress-free holiday in a beautiful setting with very pleasant local people, then I can think of no better place in Australia than Lord Howe Island. Technically, Lord Howe is part of the state of New South Wales, and in fact it has a postcode of 2898. True, it's a long way off the New South Wales coast, in fact 420 nautical miles to the northeast, about 2 hours flying time, and it's in the South Pacific. It's actually roughly parallel with Port Macquarie. Lord Howe Island and the surrounding islands are the eroded remnants of a large volcano that erupted from the ocean floor 7 million years ago. Marine erosion has reduced Lord Howe to about 1/40th of its original size, leaving spectacular scenery, including steep cliffs, one mountain, Mount Gower, which is 875 metres high, has gentle slopes, there's a rainforest, a shallow reef-fringed lagoon with several white sandy beaches. In fact, the whole thing is paradise. And the island is roughly crescent-shaped and is only 11 kilometres long and 3 kilometres wide, so certainly not large. Let me tell you a little bit of the history of Lord Howe. The first recorded sighting of the island was by a British ship in 1788, and it was named after Lord Howe, then the British Lord of the Admiralty. In 1834, the first settlers arrived and survived mainly by trading vegetables, meat and fish to passing boats. Nowadays, the population is only about 400. Lord Howe Island has a daily Qantas link flight from Sydney, and some tourist ships also visit there, so it's not too difficult to get to. Now, some hopefully helpful tips for visitors. First of all, if you're thinking of going there, I suggest you buy a package holiday. You'll find them through any good travel agent. They'll include the airfares, accommodation, and some meals. And as I say, there are several available of varying prices. Where to stay? Well, the major hotel resort is called Pine Trees. Now, Pine Trees has been owned by the same family for over 100 years, has full board, so all meals provided, sports facilities, musical entertainment at night, and is very good indeed. And there are several other smaller places to stay, and all very good value indeed. The island has many good restaurants, and be sure to taste the seafood, and especially the locally caught kingfish. What to do while you're on the island? Well, it's entirely up to you. You could do nothing or you could do heaps. The choices, well, you've got swimming. There's a beach called Blinky's Beach, which is the only surf beach on the island with very safe but good surf. Southernmost coral reefs in the world are on the fringe of that whole area, so you could go diving and have a look at the coral. Ned's Beach, this is flat, safe, no fishing has arrived, and believe it or not, at 5 o'clock in the evening every day, the fish swim into shore, almost ashore, and are fed by hand. You can feed them by hand. You've got sea mullet, trevally, parrotfish, and so on. Walks. You could walk around the island. You could walk through the rainforest. If you've got the energy, you could do a mountain trek, which is extremely energetic, and hopefully you don't suffer from vertigo. You could tackle Mount Gower, but you best to take a guide with you when you do that. For the active, there's a golf course you just stroll on and stroll off. There's a tennis club, bowls, fishing, diving, and snorkeling. For the less active, I guess you put me into that, a complete switch off. You could read, paint, take photos, see the reef from flat bottom boats, have a picnic on the cliff tops or on one of the many little coves. You'll probably be the only one on the cove and it'll feel like it's your own one. The weather average temperature in summer between October and April is 26 degrees, so really beautiful. Winter, May through to September, 16 degrees. Life on Lord Howe is very, very laid back and informal. It's a totally safe place. There's very little crime. There are no snakes, foxes, sandflies, or stonefish. I don't think I saw any graffiti. There are very few cars, no traffic lights, and no queuing, either on foot or in cars. And above all, the whole place is very, very friendly. Everyone says hello, but they're not over-intrusive. Now, if I sound like I'm raving, I am. To excuse the expression, I think Lord Howe Island is heaven on a stick. So please visit the island. Make a booking first, because you can't go on unless you've got accommodation booked. And then please don't tell everybody about it, otherwise too many people will want to go there. But it really is rather special, and I highly recommend it to you. So that's my little travel talk for today. Now on for another group of events. Victoria, and indeed Australia, is very much in the grip of horse racing, isn't it, with the Melbourne Cup Festival. So it's appropriate to mention two events in our area that are happening very shortly, which involve horses. Completely different to the Melbourne Cup, but horse-related, and a lot of fun too, the Rosebud RSL Women's Auxiliary is holding a special Oaks Day fundraising function. Now, Oaks Day, of course, is ladies' races at Flemington, so it's a special day. This is being held on Thursday, the 9th of November. That's Ladies' Day. And it's being held at the Rosebud RSL from 11:30 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon. The event includes a complimentary glass of sparkling on arrival. There'll be cocktail-style finger food throughout the day. The races from Flemington will be shown on a huge screen, and TAB facilities will be available. There's going to be some trivia games with prizes. Oh, there's going to be a fashion show, male and female, I'm sure, and much, much more. Now, tickets to go to this event are $40, and any money left over is going to go to community causes. Now, most importantly, although Oaks Day is a special day for ladies, gentlemen are also most welcome to come to this event at the RSL. Now, to make a booking, and you do need a booking, please, you must call Pam. Pam is on 0421 817 408. So to make a booking, ring Pam, 0421 817 408. Now, the second event I want to tell you about to do with horses, and it's taking place on Melbourne Cup Day, the 7th of November. This is when the Balnarring Pony Club is holding its 20th, and it's annual, so it's 20 years in a row, annual Cup Day show. It's actually taking place on the equestrian grounds, which are to be found in Woolies Road, Crib Point. The entry is actually via Mills Road, so if you're driving there, going through Mills Road. Now, this is a very big day for pony riders. I'm told there'll be 7 rings in operation, with approximately 30 events on each one. So I make that over 200 little events in total during the day. And they're for riders ranging in age from 5 years to adults of any age. Now, the cost of taking part is $6 per event. But of course, you can go in as many as you like at $6 an event. And spectators are most welcome. Are the families of people riding or just coming along and seeing the beautiful ponies and the excellent riding. A full canteen will be in operation for refreshments, and all funds raised will go towards providing a safe and friendly environment for children to meet and socialise together. So there's again a very, very good cause. It's not too late to register to take part in the riding events. And if you'd like to register, please call Sharon Greenhill. And Sharon's phone number is 0417 066 647. 0417 066 647 for the Balnarring Pony Club big day out on Melbourne Cup Day. And the final event today that I want to mention is for the attention of the seniors amongst our listeners. And I'm not apologising for mentioning this one again. I think I've covered this, not this specific one, but one very like it already in a previous programme. Road Safe South East, which covers our area, is combining with Vic Roads Victoria Police, the RACV and driving instructors to provide a half-day information workshop on road safety, driving skills, the latest road laws and so on. This is designed to cater for senior members of the community, is completely free to attend, and you can, if you want, voluntarily include a one-on-one driving assessment. This will not rely, it's not like a test, you won't lose your license, but it will be able to, your assessor will point out any bad habits you might have developed or any changes in conditions. And there's a free lunch and refreshments. Now, where is this all taking place? Well, it's taking place on Saturday, the 18th of November, from 9:45 in the morning until 1:30 in the afternoon at the Rye Civic Hall. Now, so you got that? The Rye Civic Hall in Rye, 18 November in the morning. The project is supported by the Lions Club of Rye. And if you'd like to participate in this extremely beneficial Senior Drivers Expo, I want you to call Nancy Joy Gardner. And Nancy's phone number is 0419 398 695 to register. Now, these are held monthly in different places on the peninsula, but they're very popular. So I do suggest you ring Nancy. Attendance is limited to 55 people, so you'll see the urgency. So there you go. That's for seniors who want to just make sure their driving is up to date and they understand the latest rules, changes, and so on. So there you go. That was my final event for today. And for a final piece of music, let's go back to Leia. Thanks, Leia.
Okay, we're going to listen to Kingswood again. And what was said about their band is that they were soul, slanted rock, brash and blunt and bold. Okay, so let's listen to Rebel Babe by Kingswood.
Thank you, Leia. That was most enjoyable. And look, before the break, we were talking about horses, and I think we both have something in common from last weekend. We both saw the beautiful Winx race, didn't we?
Oh, yes. What a beautiful horse she is, and lovely tempered. I only watched it because my mother is a horse fanatic. She loves horses, and she wanted to put it on, and I watched the whole race, and what a beautiful horse. Everybody was sort of at the edge of their seat thinking, oh no, she's not going to win. But right at the end, she just put her ears back and just went for
she
it.
She just went for it. There you go. I agree with that. In fact, we'll probably develop the idea of horses or the subject of horses next Tuesday when we're on air at 9 o'clock, because that will be Melbourne Cup Day. And we may be looking for some little tips or some bit of luck in that.
Yes.
Also, you tell me, I'm not supposed to discuss this one because you've got violent views on Halloween, haven't you? But you're not going to do any treat, you don't want anything like it, but you're going to light your house and make it very welcome, aren't you?
Yes. So I do the pagan sort of Samhain. I've done it for years now. Is that what Samhain means? It means the veil between this world and the other world where our ancestors have moved across, our family and ancestors, is thin so that they can come through and talk to you and honour you and you can honour them and stuff. So what you do is you put a candle outside your door with food for them, and the candle is to show the way and the food is for them to share. Wow. And stuff.
That's so nice. How do you spell the word Samhain? I didn't get the
Samhain.
Samhain.
Samhain. And oh, wow. And that's, you know, there's four seasons.
Samhain.
Samhain.
Okay. That's a very nice thing to do, isn't it? Mm. Oh, that's lovely. Thank you for that. We're nearly out of time. I think we've got just a couple of minutes left. I just want to say a couple of things. Look, listeners, thank you for tuning in today between 9 and 10. We love having you listening. I want to, though, finish by seeking your assistance. The success or usefulness of this program relies on Leia and I obtaining information about upcoming events on the peninsula. Because without those, we can't tell you about them. So if you belong to a community group, could you please let the person in charge of publicity at the group in the group know about Out and About with Leia and Tim, so we can receive and pass on details of events that your group or club might be putting on. There's no charge, of course, for putting them on. We're delighted to help, but we need to get the information. Secondly, if you enjoyed this morning's program, please tune in again at the same time in coming weeks and tell your friends too. We'd like to have lots of listeners, so the more you pass the word around, if you enjoyed it, please do so. If, however, you didn't like the program, you didn't like its format or the content or even the way we perform, or you have some ideas how we can improve the program, please let us know. Contact with us can be made by emailing admin@3rpp.com.au. That's admin@3rpp.com.au. By postal mail to Peninsula Radio RPP, Post Office Box 2180, Mornington 3931, or by phoning 5975-2650 and passing on your thoughts and comments to the friendly receptionist. Oh, and one very last point, as the clock ticks over from our hour, by way of a disclaimer, if that's what it's called, and so you don't get furious with us, the information passed on today was sourced very recently, but some details may have been changed by event organisers at extremely short notice without us being aware of them. So please contact the event organiser in one that you're interested in by phone or email to double check what we've told you today. Wouldn't want you to be disappointed and turn up for something that wasn't happening. We hope the rest of your week is most enjoyable, very rewarding, healthy. In fact, keeping well is the main thing. So have a great time, and if you've got time next Tuesday, please tune in again. So it's all the best from now, from Leah.
And from me.
That's you. And me, Tim.
And Tim.
Bye-bye, folks. Cheers.
Bye-bye.